So, Lord, we pray that families will have intentional focus on who they are with and what's going around them, that families will put down their phones when a family member is trying to talk to them, that they'd be willing to share stories of past experiences together and laugh about them, even laugh about each other's faux pas, those little things each other does that's sort of unique and quirky, but they can laugh about it. Even accidents, that they would be present in the moment, holding off on taking pictures and enjoying the experience that will be more memorable. Recalling the last time they got together and the good things, choosing time over entertainment, choosing good conversations with healthy boundaries that don't create arguments, to ask questions, to catch up, to actually be concerned about the other person, to share the latest scripture or song that ministers to them and encouraging them to do the same, to actually celebrate together, starting the day with gratitude and looking for the good in each other and sharing it, enjoying the small things, eating together without entertainment or phones. Father, we praise you and thank you that families need to spend time together. We know that it is your will that families get together and connect. We know it is in that time that they are blended, encouraged, supported, built up, challenged, inspired, and able to learn some history about where they came from, at least from their genetics. Unless they were adopted, and even then, to learn some stories of their history and how things went, to recall times that they did spend together. We know this is healthy, it's helpful, and it definitely gets them through life as being a part of a village. And these are the people that you place them with. So we pray this season over the holidays that people will take the moment to actually enjoy what they're doing with their family, to be very present, to be still in their mind, to get rid of all the distractions, and to take the time to really get to know the people in their lives, realizing this might be the last time, not to be negative or melancholy or depressing, but to savor that time, to enjoy it, to experience it, as if you were tasting a fresh meal that was made by a 5-star chef. Something delicious, something delectable. And in sharing what they see and do, the games, the actions, the experiences, the trips, the whatever plans that they have, that they would do them together and get united and get stronger as a result. In the mighty name of Jesus.